one man that can fix everything in your life. He is J-E-S-U-S. Music from the Brown Boys on K-A-Y-T, K-Q-J-O-F-M. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. In our top story, Bill Cosby is released from prison after his sexual assault conviction is overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Are you for it or are you against it? I'll tell you what, we're for you, and we're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. I'm going to jump on Facebook Live right quick, and we're going to talk about your top priorities in life. And we'll have much more music in just a moment. Go ahead, stick close.
The Unstoppable Wait, Unstoppable Wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Have anybody lived on Boohoo Boulevard?
Boohoo, yeah. Been there too. Been on there a lot.
I guess y'all hadn't lived on that street. But give me somebody in here who can talk back to me and tell me, Rev, I lived on Boohoo Boulevard. Yeah. Late in the midnight hour, tears were just streaming down my face, and my pillow was wet by the morning. I had to cry in the middle of the night because circumstances had pressed my mind, and all I could do was release my tears, and God came back and made a way out of no way. Anybody in the house? Know what I'm talking about? Men, this just not go for women, this go for men too. I'm first in line.
Come on, Rail.
Lived on Boohoo Boulevard. If you ever been ostracized and stigmatized and talked about, and your name has been slandered up and down the road, you know what I'm talking about. If the change ever been strange and your money got low and the refrigerator became empty, you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And they don't like you because they just don't
like
you. You haven't done them anything, but they just don't like you. Sometimes they just don't like the way you walk. They don't like how you dress. No, y'all never been there. But Joe, this conversation takes place. The angels are in the presence of God, presenting themselves before God. In some kind of way, Satan get in the church. Now, if God is at the pulpit, if God is standing at the altar, and Satan shows up, don't you think he can step in here? God himself, and here comes Satan. But then God recognizes him. But not only that, God initiates the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Satan does not initiate the conversation. God initiates the conversation. Watch closely. That second verse is, and the Lord said unto Satan, from whence thou, whence that comest thou? Man, where you come from?
Right.
You know you're supposed to be here, but where you come from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, going to, going from club to club.
All right.
From house to house. From hotel to motel, from street to street, from neighborhood to neighborhood, from city to city, from state to state. I'm going to and fro in the earth. I'm going from Russia to America, from America to Australia, from Australia to Africa, from Africa to Antarctica, to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it like I own it. But when you walk up and down into something, it's like you own it. And the Lord said to Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? Now, God is saying, look at my man. Look at my man. He has 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 1,000 oxen, 500 asses. $7,000 sheep. $20 a sheep. $140,000 a sheep. 3,000 camels. $100 a camel. $300,000 in camels, 1,000 oxen, $325 an oxen, $325,000 just in oxen, 500 axes, $50 a piece, 25,000 asses, $790,000 worth of livestock, not including land and money in the safe deposit box. Y'all don't hear me. In the safe deposit box. Have you looked at my man? First of all, he's a wealthy man. He's a wealthy man. Rev, he's wealthy? Yes, he's wealthy. But the one thing about this man that makes him unique is that there's none like him in the earth. He eschews evil. And he holds fast to his integrity. In other words, ain't no running him down. He don't live in a way where you can just run him down. In other words, he lives to give God the glory. That's what we ought to be here today. Every day of your life, we ought to live to give God the glory. When I wake up in the morning, I want to be able to live and wake up giving God the glory. How many in the house wake up saying, thank you, Master, for resurrecting me this morning? You didn't have to do it, but you Come go with me here. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And not only did you just let me rise up, but you got me walk.
Yes.
And I'm talking in my right mind.
Yes, sir.
And I'm able to see what's ahead of me. God, I want to just take time to thank you for the small
thing. Thank
you. You see, when you can thank God for the small things, then he knows you can appreciate the large, the large things. Yes. Yes, it's Job. Job had 7 sons, 3 daughters, had a wife, wealthy. But Job wasn't a part-time father. Watch it. The problem with Black America, we have baby makers. And we don't take care of our responsibilities. Well, if you can make the baby, you ought to be able to take care of the baby.
Yeah. All right, Rhea.
Now, later. If he ain't taking care of that first
one. Hey! All right, Rhea. Come on. Come on, Rhea.
Why are you going to go have 2 or 3 more? With the same joker. He ain't doing this for that woman. What make you think? That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
7 sons, 3 daughters. He was not a part-time father, but he was a full-time father, because the text declares that he prayed for his children. A father who loves his children will always pray for his children, because he knows that he can only take them so far. But if they're going to make it, God is going to have to be the one to carry them over their rough times.
Yes.
Because in life, there are ravines and mountains and hills, and anybody been over some?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And valleys. And there are some times in life where life will not treat them fairly.
Amen.
But what the Father does, He prays, and if you look at the text, he always would pray every morning. Yes. He would get up and pray for their sins.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Job would say, well, Father, if my children did anything on yesterday that was sinful, I am praying over their sins on today, that you will bless them and help them make a way.
Yes, sir.
First of all, second of all, not only is he a praying father, but he's a caring father.
Yeah.
A praying father cares for his family.
Man. All right. All right.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yeah.
A praying father cares for his family.
Yes, sir.
He cares. Oh, yes. He cares for his.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry.